This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We do have an uplift for you today, and it's a heads up that tomorrow is National Go Fishing Day. And fishing has apparently become very popular during COVID stay-at-home orders. On the phone with us is Peter Tira, Public Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Hi, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I think after the hour we've had, going fishing sounds very peaceful and very rejuvenating. Does it just seem like more people are fishing, or are there numbers that back this up?
No, the numbers have come in, and people are fishing more than they have been, certainly at least in the past year. Already we've sold and issued almost a million California fishing licenses, which is, you know, ahead of last year. So more folks are out there rediscovering fishing. It's they're discovering it's a great source of stress release, a good physical outlet, a good way to get outside, and it's one of the few recreational options available to Californians in these difficult times.
So there's inland sport fishing, there's ocean fishing, there's commercial fishing. Talk about, in terms of the inland sport fishing, which would be the trout, bass, and other different types of fish, at what age do you need a license, and where do you go to get one?
So you need a California fishing license if you're 16 and older. So kids don't need a license, can go out and fish without one. You can get one online at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife website and at various retailers that sell fishing licenses.
Tomorrow's National Go Fishing Day. Who knew that there even was one, Peter?
Right. And what better excuse do we all need to go outside and go fishing?
Right. I'm honoring this national day. So what's happening nationally? The same thing with numbers being up, and what's the point of a National Go Fishing Day?
It's just to promote the value of fishing, the benefits, the health benefits, the recreational opportunity that fishing provides. You know, you can fish close to home, at neighborhood park ponds. You can head up to the mountains. You know, in California, we're very lucky. All of our fishing seasons are open after some initial delays related to COVID-19. So we have so many opportunities here in California, no matter what you like to do. If you like to fish the ocean, if you like to head to the mountains, if you want to fish the lakes and reservoirs and rivers, if you want to fish your neighborhood park pond, people are discovering that, hey, these ponds have fish in them, and you're seeing folks exploring all these opportunities in their backyard and destination areas as well.
Well, I'm going to give you a heads up here. I'd like you to think of a fish story that you can tell me. It can be a very tall tale if you want. But in the meantime, as you think for a moment, I'll say that, again, to emphasize, all California counties are now open for fishing. You might know that a couple in the northern part of the state had delayed the opener due to concerns about COVID-19. But everybody's open now, and as I said, you can fish for so many different types of fish. There's a lot available at wildlife.ca.gov when you look up fishing. Have I given you enough time? Do you have a fish story for me?
Well, I do. I do have a kind of COVID-19 related story because it's been particularly striking to me. California has literally world-class fishing destinations, okay, and they're amazing. But what's really been interesting is to see how many people have rediscovered the fishing opportunities available close to home. Obviously, there are shelter-in-place recommendations and things that we have to follow, and travel restrictions. So folks are rediscovering their neighborhood park ponds. I know I live here in Sacramento in Land Park, and you drive past a local park pond, there's 8, 10, 12, 15 people fishing in these park ponds. And they're catching fish. They're catching sunfish and black bass and catfish, and they're kind of rediscovering these areas close to home. So while we do have world-class, wonderful fishing destinations for all kinds of species, there's opportunities just close to home that people are rediscovering. You can walk there. You can ride your bike. You can take your kids. It doesn't cost any money. So that's been really good to see that these kind of outlets and these kind of recreation opportunities in these outdoor time is available close to home as well as, you know, across the state.
I'll tell you how far back fishing goes in my life, Peter. I was a little one when my dad started to take me, and we used cheese balls to try to catch our fish. And I walked around the edge of the lake picking up glass pop bottles for a nickel to turn them in to the little snack shack that was nearby at one of these kind of county ponds that we fished in. And, you know, those are the kind of memories that I'm not sure people realize if they haven't tried it, that they're giving to their families, to their young ones. And it's a great teacher in patience, isn't it?
Absolutely. I love that story. And children never forget their fishing trips with their parents, with their relatives, with their friends. So that's a great story. And it doesn't have to take a lot of money. It doesn't have to take a lot of gas. You can go to, you know, the local beach or the local pond, take a child, spend time, get outside. It's a great story. Thanks for that.
Well, our neighbors are going through this. The dad, Dale, is taking his son, Logan, to get fishing equipment. Logan isn't even 6 years old yet. But let's talk about the fact that if you're going to strike out as a beginner, it's nice to get a little bit of advice from somebody experienced in the neighborhood or somebody in a store. And beware, fishing equipment is selling off the shelves, too.
It is. Retailers are selling out of fishing equipment. The shelves are really sparse if you go to the retail stores. But especially if you're taking kids, you're going to find that other fishermen and women are going to be very helpful. People love to see the kids fishing. They're happy to share tips with kids, not always with the adults, but with kids. And you're really going to be, kids are going to be welcomed into this activity. And it makes everybody smile to see kids fishing.
Okay, what's important to know on the website? It looks pretty easy to be able to go online and get a fishing license. And by the way, if you're going out of state, you can do this too for an out-of-state license. What other resources are there?
There are some instructional videos on our website, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, for beginners. And there are we have maps of kind of fishing locations and places to go. So there's a bunch of resources under our fishing links if you spend some time there and, see what's available.
Okay, one more thing before I let you go, Peter. In terms of the broader picture of California fish and wildlife, what have you seen happening? What's been different during this COVID-19 shutdown?
It's just the amount of people out fishing, the newcomers to fishing, all across the state. California probably has, as I mentioned, some of the most diverse fishing opportunities available. No matter, fishing takes you to beautiful places. It's really a passport. A fishing license is a passport to outdoor adventure. It takes you to beautiful spots, places you might not ordinarily go in your everyday life, whether that's out in the middle of the ocean or it's in the mountains or in the middle of a beautiful trout stream or in the delta or on our rivers. You get a fishing license, you take a kid fishing, you open a lifetime of adventure, and that's really exciting to see that more people are rediscovering the joys of fishing.
So true. All right, Peter, thanks so much. You take care. Glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Peter Tira. He is Public Information Officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. National Go Fishing Day happens tomorrow, which is an opportunity for whether you're a veteran or just a brand new newcomer to it to get outside and soak up a little of the California outdoors and go fishing. So that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We want you to stay aware and take care and stay with us. We'll be back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you.